Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. It is shortly past 7 o'clock. I have my clock covered up by my email. I'm connected by chat to Mike, so I can get your phone calls right away, and I would love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. We've got a couple of topics on the table. One is, if you had somebody overseas, would you recommend they come home? Would you worry, like, you know, Bill and Parker, that the world is dominated by Islamic extremists? See, what you don't realize, there are more than a billion Muslims in the universe, and you know what? A very minuscule portion of them are terror-driven. And, you know, as you were thinking, I'm glad you challenged me to think. And you know what? I will stand by that they don't attack soft targets as much in terms of Al-Qaeda. But, you know, they have gone, which is part of the reason why people thought it might be a different group, and apparently it is, in fact. And I should have connected all those dots and did what I sometimes do early in the morning. I spoke too quickly. But I'm really glad that he challenged me to think about, you know, this old nonsense that, oh, it's all the Islamic's fault. It's that religion. It's them. It's the other. Why don't we ever? Well, you know what? Hindus have assaulted Muslims in the past, and, you know, Christians are still assaulting people around the world. Like, for example, I can think of two recent examples. Chile and Argentina had unrepentant slaughtering heads of state who kidnapped people, murdered them, assaulted them in stadiums, disappeared people because they didn't agree with the hegemony of capitalism. Hi, we want to be right-wing reactionaries, and we're going to kill you if you disagree with us. And we're Christian, by the way, too. I'm not buying it. I buy that people are evil sometimes, and they can come in any size, shape, way, religion, or form. There are extremist Jews who have killed people as well, and who Yitzhak Rabin was slaughtered by an ultra-Orthodox. So, you know, it is not, unfortunately, the province. Fortunately for us as a general population of the world, it is a minuscule number of people. But, you know, there are civil wars raging in Africa, and that crosses the lines in very many kinds of religions. The Janjaweed can be thought of as Muslim, perhaps, but aren't they really all about power? Isn't that what it really is? It's the idea that you have to slaughter somebody to get your way. And to me, I could also say, oh, well, you know what, Bill? That seems to be caused more by men than women, because name the mass murdering women and name the mass murdering women besides, say, Maggie Thatcher and a couple of others I can think of, slaughtering people en masse wholesale just because. And I'm picking on Maggie Thatcher. Her tongue, very firmly, just so you know, planted in my cheek. Although, who liked that woman? Who did like that woman? So I think one of the things that we have to do here is realize that we have to very much realize that the world is an extremely complicated place. Extremely complicated place. And it is diverse. And to blame one religion or the other and to cite the Quran out of context and to do that is truly, truly unfair. Maybe I'll write to my Muslim friend and ask him. I know the rabbi was at and he'll be our guest tomorrow, was at an interfaith service last night. Because that's one way we can all, you know what I would suggest you do, Bill? Go to an interfaith service. Go on now, go. Really, and go and enjoy it and listen and make some Muslim friends, because maybe you'll realize that it's not all about terror. It's not all about scary. By the way, just a programming note for you, Mike, down the line is I just lost my entire computer screen. Apparently, the monitor keeps going to sleep whether I like it or not. So you may have to whisper calls in my ear if that's what's going on. I will try to reboot here as soon as I can figure out what the heck's going on. It's 303-713-7600. I would absolutely love to talk to you about these issues, because I think this is the time to talk about Thanksgiving. You know, the tradition is to go around the table and say what you're grateful for. But maybe what we need to do is say, what are you worried about? What are you still bigoted about? I freely confess I'm still bigoted about George Bush. Can't stand him. Want the man out of office. Don't want any Bush anywhere near offices anymore. Did you happen to notice he forgave a number of people affiliated with the savings and loan scandals? Great. Thanks so much. What a guy. So, you know, it's just, he's just awful. And one of the things that I'll be glad to see the back of him, bye, bye, Bushy, bye, bye. Can't leave fast enough. Go, 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 go. So it's 303-713-7600 as we ponder what's going on. Are you there, Mike? Can you just say something in my ear so I can be sure you're there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Since everything else disappeared, I'm a little nervous. By the way, also my clock disappeared, so if you can give me a countdown in my ear, that would be
no
great, too, because I can't see what time it is without... Oh, wait, I did wear my watch. Yay, see? I must have known something yesterday because I actually made myself go out in rush hour traffic and get a watch battery just in case, and now I'm glad I did. All right, so... The thing is, there are bigoted people, and you know, why do you think we've grown out of it? Really? You kidding me? I mean, do you see? Go down to Buenos Aires. They're still gathering every Sunday, the mothers of the disappeared. You know, and I think they would tell you that those so-called Christians slaughtered their children. You know, by the way, there have been attacks and assaults on people all over the world by extremists of every stripe. Now, does... Islamic extremism seem more prevalent? Perhaps. There is a faction of the ideology right now that seems to be popular, because of powerlessness. And I do not say that to excuse it. But when you have an entirely young generation that's growing up with no money, poverty, no prospects, their leaders are despots. Yes, and that may be part of the reason is despot. See, despot, D-E-S-P-O-T. I mean, even with a large amount of oil revenues, which we certainly fork over to them, they have refused to improve the lots in life of the people in their country and have repressed them vigorously and harshly. So, I understand where you'd like to go. I will not go there. There's too much at stake in terms of hating for no good reason at all. And there just really is no good reason at all for this. Despise the ideology, though, that is warped to the point, this factional ideology. Just like I don't like the Aryan Nation, for an example, who, by the way, and in case you think they've gone to bed or gone to sleep because Barack Obama is president of the United States, there have been more racist attacks of late. This is according to Barbara Walters last night interviewing. And, you know, the other thing that there has been is an absolute increase in chat on the Internet and other places, because I just went to the Anti-Defamation League's luncheon. And let me tell you something. It's up. It's back. Hate crimes. If you don't think Barack Obama is under assault on the Internet, think again. Think again. We still have racists, unfortunately, woven into the fabric of our society, who occasionally rear their ugly head and do things too evil to mention. So 303-713-7600. Of course, we condemn the Mumbai attacks. We condemn the hateful ideology that enacts this kind of thing. But we also have to look at the nexus between Pakistan, between India, which has been getting better lately, dang it. But the Indians also need to treat people, Muslim people, better. I mean, the Hindus are in control. It's not to excuse it. Again, I'm not excusing. But those guys also weren't asking, hey, who's Hindu here? They were saying, who's Britain and who's American? Why is that two of the most powerful colonial nations on earth in their minds, okay? So I'm not saying that this is an excuse. I despise these tactics. I think they are the tactics of cowards. As Barack Obama said, we stand with the people of India, whose democracy will prove far more resilient than the hateful ideology that leads to these attacks. So whether you're Christian or Muslim, and we live together in this country very happily, Jews, we all live together pretty successfully here. Thank God Almighty, because this is a place that attracts people from all over the world, in part because our system of government is so amazingly resilient. It can even survive the assaults of Dick Cheney and George W. Bush. Isn't that amazing? That even with 8 years of a constant assault by the people who have been promulgating the idea that the presidency is all-powerful and can tell us what to do and control everything. And, you know, they may have gotten away with some of it, sadly. But, you know, we still live in a country where we can repair ourselves and we can vote in huge numbers. Barack Obama is one of the few presidents of recent note to get a clear majority, a huge majority. Bush was anointed by the Supreme Court the first time, and I think lost in Ohio the second time. So, you know, at least we have a president now who is of the people, most of the people, and most of the Electoral College votes. And if I had my internets, I would call it up to remind us all, because I still dance every time I see that electoral map. I got to tell you, I still want it abolished, but boy, do I like it. 303-713-7600. Love to talk to you on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the J. Marvin Show. And it's 303-713-7600. We'll get you hooked up, and I'll try to get my computer back on, and we'll have a whale of a good time this Thanksgiving Day on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Boy, you never realize how addicted you are to a computer screen until it disappears, right? Right. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Welcome. Hi, I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. The computer died. We figured it out. I diagnosed it. It is plumb gone kaput. It's not making any noise anymore. I didn't kick it. I'm tempted, but it is DOA. So we're going to move me to a new studio come up next break. I would love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. And Mike, in the exchange, because I was dealing with the technical issues, if we have any callers, I'll need to know those in my ear. Or I'll just say hello if we have somebody hanging. Just let me know in my ear, please. Okay. Now, the thing is, I have to tell you about these crackers because it is Thanksgiving and I'm already hungry. So nothing like a little computer disaster to make you starvina, right? I feel like I should go out and slay something to work. But I also do not want to give Bill and Parker, and I don't mean to insult you, Bill. You don't sound like a bad guy. I just really worry when people say, oh, it's Islam, it's this, it's the Quran, it's the bad book. No, it's not. It's actually quite a respectful religion of other religions, and as I understand it, and it's just really, we can't go hating people because they distort. It's like, you can't hate an entire people. I won't hate Christianity because of, you know, Adolf Hitler. I won't hate Christianity because of the Crusades. I won't hate, you know, you can't do things like that, can you? No. 303-713-7600. Now, the other thing I want to do is talk crackers. Can we talk a little Thanksgiving food? Because I stumbled upon these crackers, and I would look it up on the internet right now, but I can't. But there is a website, at least ostensibly, www.34-degrees.com. Sound familiar? Well, yes. I think it's latitude. So anyway, where Colorado is. Now, here's the thing. These crackers are the bomb. First of all, they're about make a little okay. They're a little big as the okay you're making with your thumb and your forefinger. They're a little bit bigger than that. They are wafer thin. And they can either be infused with rosemary, which I understand are good, or plain, which I also understand are good because I asked some people at the grocery store because I am that kind of maniac. But the ones infused with cracked pepper are such my favorites that I haven't been able to break away and buy anything else. The ones infused with cracked pepper are so good with cheese, with hummus, with mushroom spread, with whatever you've got to put on them. They are just fabulous. And I think you can eat like 19 of them before you get enough calories to even wink at. It's amazing. But you feel, you know, full and satisfied and great. Because my mouth is watering because they're so good. So you should really head out to your Whole Foods, wherever you're going, Whole Foods or I'm trying to think of the name in Colorado, and I can see the store, and I don't have the internet, so I can't look it up really fast. But you know, the organic stores that everybody has, and I used to shop at all the time, and I still have the bags from that are hanging on my door as we speak. So go wherever finer crackers are sold. You know, even King Super, Safeway probably has them. I haven't checked specifically there, but you know, the Central Market up here. Gosh, Wild Oats. That's it. Wild Oats. Thank goodness. Wild Oats. Go there and get 34 degree crackers because they are in a small square box, rectangular actually, but it'll be square on the end of it. And they are just amazing. They're called 34 Degrees, and they're made in Denver, Colorado. And they are my new favorite cracker ever. So please don't stop making them, because I got really addicted to, part of my Thanksgiving meal was going to be these amazing, and I know they're new age, and they're not necessarily strictly, they're derivative Mexican, okay? They're like enhanced Northwestern Mexican. There's a place in the San Juan Islands that makes these fat tortillas that had like green chilies in them or tomatoes or zucchini or sausage or whatever, and cheese, of course, cheese, that were absolutely delicious with the masa. I have never successed. My friend Beth can make tamales that are delicious. I still have not ventured into trying to make tamales. And one of the reasons is because Denver's so amazing in awash in great tamales, and it's the time of year where we start eating tamales. Yay! So, you know, get your tamales ready. Give me your tamale recommendations, because the next time, and my family in Colorado is listening, and so are Colorado listeners, of course. So let's trade tamale places too, because I went to my store to buy these great frozen tamales that are a little spendy but good for holiday fare, and they were out. And I said to the guy, I said, there were these tamales from the San Juan Islands. And he went, oh, I know. The restaurant had to stop making them and selling them because it was too costly and they weren't making enough to make it worth their while. You know, there are a lot of ferries and stuff that you have to take in terms of getting to the mainland and then shipping it, and with gas prices and everything else, they just couldn't make a go of it. They're still serving them at the restaurant, though, which he didn't know the name of. So I can't tell you where the tamale, and I can't Google it right now because I have no internets. So, but it is just an amazing time of year for food, isn't it? I mean, I love this time of year. I love surfing for new recipes. My friend is having a Hanukkah party and a gathering, and we're going, and I'm in charge of making an hors d'oeuvre, and I found the best sounding recipe for an hors d'oeuvre I eat weird things, and I even eat them in the morning, and John Turk usually gets sick to his stomach when I say it. But I love eating olives and parsley, and my sister's retching. Olives and parsley and hummus. I eat all those things in the morning because I like them. I've eaten them. You can ask anybody in Nunn, Colorado. I used to eat them there, too. I'm a little odd. So, and I guess I was born a foodie. I must have come out of the womb going, where's the parsley and olives? So anyway, there's this mixture that you can make with parsley, olives, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. And again, it's on the internets and in my email. Lime juice and anchovies. That was the secret ingredient. Anchovies. And put it on crostini. Oh, doesn't that sound amazing? And we mean amazing. Just so good you want to cry and roll on your belly. You know what I mean? It's just, ah. And again, if you're eating anchovies with parsley, you're also saying to yourself, yay, healthy food. Olives, good, all on Dr. Real's list, as I recall, although he might not like oil-cured olives, but I do. By the way, fellow foodies, I don't know if any of you are listening on this Thanksgiving Day, because you might be cooking, but maybe you're listening to me while I'm cooking. Have you had trouble finding dry, cured black olives lately, either oil or dry cured? Because I can't find them anywhere. I mean, Safeway knew what I was talking about. They didn't have them. Central Market knew what I was talking about. They were out. Whole Foods, I haven't tried yet, but you know what? It's on my way home. But I have not been able to find black, dry, cured olives anywhere. Now, I can find green olives. I can find all kinds. And Costco has these new antipasti Italian olives that are as you can tell, I always have two kinds of mustard and a giant jar of olives somewhere in my house because I love olives. I buy them in bulk. I buy them in vast quantities and in a different array. I just have always loved them. 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk, the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. Now, we can also talk a little politics. We have the Mumbai attacks to talk about and how that figures into perhaps Barack Obama's appointments in the national security line. I had said at the top of the show, and I'll stand by it, I don't know if you remember when I filled in either for Jay or Mario recently, I said I really like the idea of Hillary Rodham Clinton being Secretary of State. I still really like it. I think it's a stroke, even though I think she pandered to the right wing and voted for the war in Iraq. Maybe she really believed it. I don't know. But I think there was a little pandering going on there. I think there was a little Clintonian triangulation. But, you know, I think she'll be smart as a whip. Now, whether she's a good manager or not, I'm a little concerned about. But she can hire a number two or a number three who's a whiz at managing, because I'm not so sure whether she's really good at managing. From the behind-the-scenes stories I read in Newsweek, Rolling Stone, and other area venues, she didn't do such a hot job of managing her campaign staff or the campaign in general. So I'm hoping that she can concentrate on putting her formidable and amazing brain on resolving some of the major problems we have, like rampant terrorism, like the unholy nexus, perhaps, and not to make it all a religious thing, because it's unholy from various religious points of view and secular ones, too, between Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. We need to resolve these ancient issues. We need to resolve them here. We need to have things better everywhere. So having her put her, for example, her formidable brain on the Middle East problem, maybe she can finally bring peace to the Middle East, which her husband couldn't do, and who Bush certainly didn't do, and Rice was certainly inept and bad at. So we'll hope for all of that. All right, it's 303-713-7600. I'm packing up my studio as we speak. I'm racing to the one across the building, and I'll be right back with you, hopefully back with the internet and more talk right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk and the J. Marvin Show. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in this morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. How you doing? I'm back in a new studio, and thank you very much, Tony. Tony M., the champ from the Pride of North Carolina, helping out South Carolina, helping me out. And, oh my goodness, we are just, I'm getting back on the internet and everything, Jim and Henderson. I'm so happy. Who knew you could get so addicted to this stuff?
How are you doing?
Other than the fact that I've been living in technical Hades, I'm swell.
Well, I am until I have my coffee. I know that.
Well, you know what? That's part of my problem. I haven't drunk my whole tea because I've been running around like a chicken. But, well, I, actually more like, I guess, on this day, a turkey, huh?
Hey, one hit of mine with my kids is my cheesy vegetables.
Oh, cheesy vegetables? They sound great already.
That's just where you grab some bags of mixed vegetables, and you mix, you heat them up first and drain the water off of them, and then you just have a sauce that's just milk and Velveeta, and pour it over them, and that's it. But they always like it.
Milk and Velveeta? I mean, what's not to, you know, I used to sneer at Velveeta until I ate it, and then it's like, wow, that stuff melts so well. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
it does.
It's great. And it doesn't taste half bad. I think it's pretty good. Well, so now what kind of vegetables do you use? You don't use heinous ones like Brussels sprouts, do you?
No Brussels sprouts. Just the little bags of the, you know, the little one-pound bags of mixed vegetables like broccoli,
gotcha,
and cauliflower. And
okay, and so you can get either an Oriental mix or a Scandinavian mix or whatever you want.
Sure.
Sounds
yeah.
good to me.
And the Fiesta mix, I think they have, you know, with the red bell peppers and that.
Mm.
It's
that sounds delicious.
Well, I think the cheesy term matches
the vegetable recipe.
Well, they think it matches me, my personality, I think, probably. So.
Now, why are you called cheesy? Are you corny by nature?
Yeah, see,
I cry at commercials, so yes, I'm a little cheesy. I agree. But, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with being a little corny and cheesy now and again, do you? I really
no,
don't.
Not at all.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think cheesy is a part of life.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I have to say, I haven't stopped tearing up or crying. Every time I see Barack Obama, I just think, wow. Although I have to say, you know, I do have a bone to pick with Barack Obama. You want to hear what it is?
Sure.
Did you see Barbara Walters' interview last night?
No, I didn't.
Okay, here's what it is. I actually was half asleep, and a friend of mine left her phone in a Chinese restaurant, and they decided to call me because I'm on her in case of emergency number. And I was like, I don't know how to call her. This is her phone. You know, I was like half asleep. So since I was up anyway, I decided to watch Barbara Wawa. And here's what Barack Obama said, roughly. She said, well, you know, did you get the picture of the Havanese I sent you of Cha-Cha-Cha? Now, who would name their dog Cha-Cha-Cha, okay? But Barbara Wawa named her Havanese, which are those little white, fluffy, hypoallergenic dogs.
Oh,
She named him Cha-Cha-Cha. So anyway, he goes, well, is it one of those lap dogs? And she goes, well, yeah. And he goes, well, is it one of those yippy, yappy dogs? Which, you know, I think small dogs get an unfair rap entirely. Not all of them yip and yap. Seriously. Not all of them do. Mine does not. Mine has a very full-throated, deep kind of bark. Well, he doesn't sound like a lab.
Pound, some of them are a lot tougher.
Mine weighs 13 pounds, and I'll tell you, he can take the male woman. He can take her. I'm serious.
Yeah.
He scares her to death. So here's the thing. With all of that, here is the problem. This man who is our president says, well, what are we going to get? A girly dog? Now, shades of Governor Schwarzenegger to say girly dog. I mean, some people may be upset about Hillary. I'm upset about the term girly dog. So I think I'm going to catch Pedro when he's snarling at someone at the door and take a picture and record him, better yet, going roar, 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 and say girly dog fighting words.
And you know, Aaron, that is why I called, because one thing that I don't give thanks for in this country is the fact that gays do not have any things even resembling equality. And we pay a higher tax rate because we can't choose on our taxes when we're filing between married filing jointly and married filing singly, whatever works
no,
best
my
for
lesbian
us.
Friends have and, that issue, and they had to adopt both their twins. Each of them had to adopt one of them. Because
right.
there's no marriage.
And
people
you know,
like,
and,
what's
and
the
then they're
for
voting
marriage?
In Arkansas that we can't adopt. And you know what? Yesterday morning on the news, I just heard about a woman being convicted. Her husband had already been convicted and sentenced for dousing their couch with gas and putting their three sleeping children on there. And then lighting the thing on fire and running off to the bar.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And these are straight people.
Well,
these aren't gay people. If they were gay, they would say they were straight. They're straight people. And they're straight people that do all of these abuses that we hear in the news on a daily basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, putting their kids to bed in dog kennels and... You know, and starving one kid to death while all the other kids are
yeah,
well
but it doesn't
and,
make it doesn't make and, all straight parents bad, nor does it make all gay parents good. But I'll tell you something. Did you see about Florida? Did you see about Florida
always,
though?
They always think gays are. When was the last time you heard about a gay couple treating their kids that way? These are straight people, and what bugs me is when our courts and politicians are going to finally someday. Come up with the courage to say, hey, straight people are the ones that are stalking their wives. They're the ones out ruining marriage. They're the running off with each other's
there
money.
Was that
and,
wacko, there was that and, wacko mass murderer down in Florida. I don't mean to be exceptional. I just, you know, bad news tends to travel. But on the other hand, Florida, did you read, just outlawed just said that their 34-year-old, I think, ban on gay adoption was wrong and likely unconstitutional. Did you see that story? Yeah,
no,
in Florida. They did it because this gay couple has been taking care of these two boys, half-brothers from the same family, who are just treated abominably, and they've been caring for them for years, and they sued with the ACLU. People ask me, you know, what's the ACLU good for? Well, it's good for this. You know
right.
what I mean? It's good for helping people. It's good for getting clear on where we need to be in terms of this. It's just, you know... It's crazy, but the rights are freeing up, and people in Florida are outraged, some of them, the right-wing reactionary Christians, some of them, who are bigoted and wrong. And so, you know, people who are hateful come in all shapes and sizes, and people have to get over it. Now, I can be harsh. I think people who are president of the United States probably have to be a little more diplomatic when they're addressing this issue, but I don't understand why California voted the way it did either, revoking gay marriage. I found it was really horrifying.
Yeah, and why do they have, this is America. I mean, all of our taxes that a gay person pays go to the military, and or I would say 95% goes either to the military, which excludes gays, mm-hmm. or to social services, which is totally set up to take care of women and children.
Yeah.
And those women and those children are from straight relationships. And gay people have to pay for that. And then our property taxes, most of that goes to support schools and our local schools where kids are harassed out of the school.
Yeah, no, it's not a question. It is definitely a civil rights issue. I totally agree with you. And I cannot believe that, you know, ostensibly Christian people helped defeat it in California. You know, they just did an extraordinary, I think Keith Olbermann said this the other day, 8% say they would vote a different way today. Well, that's enough to change it. Let's hope they do, and they hope they change it, because it's an abomination, I think.
Yeah,
it is an abomination. It
is
wrong.
And these religious leaders, they don't tell people that there are 10 times as many verses in the Bible against divorce and adultery than there are against homosexuality.
Look, here's the thing. Some things were written by very frightened people thousands of years ago. You know what I mean? So can we all please get over this now and start behaving like, you know, I'm not going to run around allowing anybody to beat me with a stick as wide as a thumb. So let's all get over this and start realizing that we live in a modern age and a modern time, and a lot of these laws are ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know, Aaron, I'm a Christian, but it just really bothers me that so many Christians will just buy everything their minister says, hook, line, and sinker, without ever reading their Bible.
I think more
and
people
seeing what
see,
it actually
I have
says
more
about
faith.
All these things.
I have more faith in human beings. I've seen people grow progressively, literally and figuratively, more tolerant on the gay issue. I just don't think we're there yet. And marriage is one of the problems. And part of it is that people confuse, you know, if a rabbi wants to marry you or your minister wants to marry a gay couple, how does that threaten you if you're in a more conservative sect? You know what I mean? If you don't like gay marriage, then just belong to a segment of your religion, because goodness knows there are plenty of them, that will say, you know, we don't allow gay marriage here. I mean, to say that the state can't afford the same rights to people and that people can't be married in services because you deem it a heterosexual enterprise only is antiquated and wrong, and it does nothing to cheapen it. Divorce already has. People already have by beating each other up in marriage. I don't care if they're male or female. So let's
sure.
not pretend that's BS is what that is.
Every
that
domestic
is total
law out
BS.
There, you know, against domestic abuse. Remember in the old days when you'd see a woman walking around with a black eye or a bruise
yep.
on her arm, or you'd hear about her husband stalking her and
yeah.
You know, every domestic abuse law and every child abuse law out there was created because of straight situations.
Thank you for saying that, and thank you for speaking the truth. I really appreciate it. Thank you, and may we all live in a time where all of us have rights equally. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. What are you grateful for this Thanksgiving Day? What do you have? Think there's just a mixed blessing? What do you think you'd rather, you know, abomination, get away? Like, I don't ever want to see abomination. You know, And at first when my friend told me, oh, look, in Alabama they had a headline, abomination. I am so sometimes hopeful that I went, oh, abomination, cool, abomination. That's how, and then I went, oh, my God, they're trying to say, and he goes, you're right, abomination. I went, eh, how could a credible newspaper do that? Well, obviously, let's hope they weren't. But, you know, it's just really, so do we have a long way to go yet? Yes, we do. Yes, we can, and yes, we do. All right, I'm back up on the internets. I have your emails ready. You can always email me at erin@erinhartshow.com. That's erinhartshow.com. Love to get your emails. And we'll forward along ones that come into the station to Mike if he gets them. And we will let you know what's going on. So 303-713-7600. I think I might even be able to figure out how to turn on a TV in here. But, you know, talk show hosts, we like to watch everything to make sure we don't miss a trick. 303-713-7600. Are you a dove who will keep the faith with Obama as his team tilts right? That's a headline from the Politico today. I don't think they're tilting right. They're just in the middle. And as a good old-fashioned mid-roll, I'm happy. 303-713-7600. This is the Erin Hart version of the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk at 745. In one of the worst attacks, recent attacks on soft targets in India, still continuing. Now, more than 125 dead, 327 wounded in attacks on multiple sites, according to CNN. Also, and thank you, Mike Rotolo, for helping keep me posted when we were down on internets. Some hostages have been freed. Others are still held in captivity. And there has been a fresh assault, apparently, or a fresh explosion, rather, make that, at the Raj Hotel, at the Taj Mahal Hotel. Not Raj, Taj. So, and by the way, the Mumbai's Oberoi Hotel, 10 hostages have been freed. So, and Prime Minister Manmohan Singh suggests the attackers came from outside of India. Now, I'd love to talk to you about that and about gay marriage and about whatever else. Thank goodness Florida has liberated themselves somewhat. Who knows if it'll last, given the bigotry, past bigotry against gays there. But we'll hope for the best. It's 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you. Ilona in Lafayette, welcome and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you. It's Ilona. It's
Ilona, I'm sorry. I was told to pronounce it Ilona. I beg your pardon. Go ahead.
I'm calling because people who call themselves Christian are about as unchristian as you can get. You know, if you're a true Christian, you live what you believe. You don't talk about it. You do it. And in the entire Bible, there are only three references to homosexuality. Two are one sentence long. One is one paragraph long. But it wasn't citing only homosexuals. It was that one paragraph was citing all people who live a very loose and immoral life,
right.
Not just homosexuals.
Right.
And in comparison, Jesus mentioned in the Bible 330 times how we're supposed to love one another and care for one another and feed
and one of the principal tenets of Judaism is love thy neighbor as thyself. Absolutely.
That's right. And in both the Old and the New Testament, well, that was in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, the first seven books of the Bible are the Torah. And in those sections, all of those references in the Bible are talking about helping one another, you know, feeding those who are poor, hungry, homeless, sick, and that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So in comparison, those two sentences and that one paragraph mean, you know, are talking about homosexuality, and all of those extreme radical right fundamentalists in Christianity, you know, cite those, but they don't take care of the poor, the hungry, the homeless, the jobless, the ill. And one time I read in an editorial, someone said, well, I wonder if all of these people who are against abortion want to adopt all of these children who will be neglected or
not only against abortion, whatever. Against birth control, against the morning after pill, which is not an abortion, against
it's
everything you care to name. I know.
We're supposed to care about one another, and people who call themselves Christian and then practice hate are not Christians at all. Jesus came into this world for those who believe in Jesus, you know, to show us how to live and to tell us if we're sorry for what we've done and we ask God for God's forgiveness, that he'll forgive us.
So why do you think when something like India happens, people like Bill and Parker, because he doesn't sound like a mean man, he just sounded pretty knowledgeable to me, except he says things like, well, the Quran's evil, it's bad, you know, it's like,
well,
that's where they get their ideas,
you know,
they're evil and perverse.
My question to him is, has he ever read the English version? If he read the Quran, maybe he would feel a little differently. Some people don't read. They just
take the selected quotes.
They just absorb what they're told.
Right.
You know, some people follow, I think some people follow leaders who are charismatic, who indoctrinate people. You know, they don't think for themselves. They don't read for themselves. I mean, I happen to be a Methodist, and I think of all of the Protestant denominations, it's probably the most, our motto is open hearts, open minds, open doors.
Mm.
There is nobody that comes into our church, no matter what color, size, shape, sex they are, no matter what their position, you know, economically and socially is in life, we accept everybody. And we try not, and, you know, in the Bible it also says, judge not, yes, lest ye be judged, which means that judgment of other people is not for us to do, it's for God to do.
Thank you very much.
At the end of the road.
Happy Thanksgiving. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food to eat, Ilona?
Oh, gosh. I guess sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. You know what? I just got paid. You know what Pedro's Thanksgiving treat was? He's my 13-pound terrier. His treat was, they have these good new sweet potato treats, dried, totally natural for dogs.
Really?
I'll get the name and I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Because
I was really great. They're really chewy. He loves them.
Well, my dog is going on 16. I'll have to check that out.
See if you'll like them. Okay. Marty in Denver, I don't know whether we can squeeze you in. Can you hang, Marty? All right, Marty, we only have 30 seconds. I'll tell you what, hang and you'll be first up out of the break. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J.A. Marvin Show on this Thanksgiving Day. Gobble, gobble, gobble. What turkeys do you see? What blessings? What are you happy about? What are you sad about? Aren't you glad we're free at last of George Bush? Woohoo! 303-713-7600. This is Aaron Hart filling in for J.A.